cutting-edge medical technology has arrived in Hawaii. It's a new imaging tool called a PET-CT digital scanner. It's so advanced, only 24 machines are in place on the mainland. Hawaii makes 25th in the nation and only 67th in the whole world. Radiologist Dr. Lynn Modenai and Max Clinney, president of Insight Imaging, joined us in the studio to talk about what this means for early detection of cancer and treatment for Hawaii patients.
We're really excited. This is a project that we have been looking at for a couple of years. The technology was unveiled fairly recent, and this truly is the next step in the evolution of PET-CT as sort of the gold standard diagnostic tool to diagnose cancer primarily. There are other applications which we're excited about, and it's a bit at a novel stage now, so not used as standard of care. But in the world of cancer diagnosis, this really is the next step in the evolution. And it took some time to figure out how to fund the project and how to get it to the islands, but as of a couple of weeks ago, we're very excited to be able to offer this innovative technology to our community.
So this was a $3 million investment, but we're one of only really a small number of places in the world that has this type of technology.
That's correct. It's so innovative that we are officially the 25th install in the United States. Obviously, the first and only one in Hawaii. And globally, we were the number 67th install. So we are certainly early adapters. And again, the cause for a lot of excitement is to be able to bring something that is truly cutting edge to our community. And that's always been sort of our goal to move and propel this world of imaging forward.
And Doctor, talk about what you've seen in the images, how different it is.
When you compare the current technology, which is an all-digital state, to the prior analog PET-CT, the detail in looking at smaller lesions, and here we're talking about cancer, the image quality, it's clear. It's very similar to how you used to watch a television, 20 years ago, and the current digital televisions you see with the increase in definition, sharpness, contrast, brightness. These are the images that you can see with the current PET-CT scanner. It's called Vereos. And we leverage that technology to help the cancer patients. So the patients that come to Insight Imaging, it's for diagnosis. It's for staging, that is, determining how much of a disease burden they have. It's used for treatment response, and to a certain extent, it also gives you some information about prognosis. So the machine is quite exquisite. The images are very good. They're excellent. And personally, as a physician, it's just such a great privilege to be able to have this technology in front of you, particularly when you compare it to older cameras.
And so you've just opened up your doors. You've had a handful of patients come through, including, I think, someone from the neighbor islands.
Yes, we during the first week, we ramped up. We had 50 patients. We were just trying to get used to the new images. There is a bit of a learning curve because you're beginning to see so much precise detail, and you want to be careful in calling a lesion cancer. You don't want to overcall it. So you have so much more information, and we're just careful of what we want to get out of the camera. How fast do we want to go? How much dose do we want to decrease? We're talking about radiation dose. Certainly, if you want to get our top priority is getting the best images on our patients because, again, we want to detect the smallest lesion with the greatest diagnostic accuracy and the highest confidence. And so there's many ways we can try to use the technology, but at the same time, we do want to get the best for the patient. And again, it's the three things we're looking at. We would like to get image detail, quality imaging. We'd like to go fast because the patients want fast scans. And we'd like to have patient safety by decreasing the radiation dose. So using those three, we'd like to somehow find the sweet spot. And we haven't done that yet because we've just been with the camera for what must be a couple weeks now. And I think as we move forward, certainly our referring physicians, our medical oncologists, pulmonologists, radiation oncologists, we'll have to let them know this is we're trying to use this new technology, trying to determine what's the best we can offer. And because what they're interested in is they want to get as close to the truth as possible. And we're hoping that this PET CT scanner, with its all digital capability, will help us get that much closer to the truth.
And so, talk about who this equipment will be available for. Insurance will cover it?
That's an excellent point, and an important one to make for the audience that while we've made a big investment, because we truly believe that this will benefit our community. And those afflicted with cancer. The good news is for those patients and our overall healthcare system is that the reimbursement from the insurance company has not changed one bit. Hence, the amount that the insurance companies and a patient copay would have that they were paying a couple months ago will remain the same, even though the opportunity to now have a better scan is available to them.
What about the idea that it might be available for patients that come from abroad?
Right. And as far as being able to service our community and even those coming from other places, we're sort of agnostic to that. So we are happy to provide the service to anyone who is referred to us by a physician, and regardless of their ability to pay and their domicile, we will be happy to service their needs.
So, like, where is the next closest machine?
The next closest machine is probably in California. There's a few centers. As I mentioned earlier, there's 24 other centers around the country. There's a few on the West Coast, UCSF, as an example. They actually have two. They were install number 24 right before us, but they were also one of the very first installs in the country at their research lab. So they have one fully dedicated for research purposes, and the second one that they installed is fully dedicated for patients.
What about in Asia? Do they have one in Japan?
I do believe that there's a few in Asia. I can't remember offhand which country. I remember just seeing the global map, and I know there was a few there. But the prevalence was in Europe and the U.S. initially.
There's one thought. Certainly, if you can detect the disease earlier, your prognosis is better and you have a higher chance for cure. I think the PET CT, we have to remember its place in the armamentarium of diagnostic imaging. So diagnostic imaging is non-invasive. For instance, if there's a nodule in your lung and you want to know whether that's cancerous or not, there's certain ways to monitor it with a chest X-ray, with a CT scan, and you can. If it looks worrisome to the pulmonologist or the medical oncologist or your primary care physician, you could certainly have a surgeon go in and remove it, or you could have the radiologist put a needle into it with CT guidance. So if there's a suspicious nodule, and short of doing something invasive, you may elect to do something non-invasive, but is fairly accurate in the diagnosis. So hence, you could label a simple sugar molecule with a radioactive tracer like fluorine 18, fluorodeoxyglucose, inject it into the patient's vein. It will circulate, and If the nodule is avid, takes up this particular tracer with higher concentration, then it becomes very suggestive that it may be a malignancy, and then that will help you towards the next step of whether you would like to put a needle into it or whether, if it's very worrisome, whether a surgeon should go in after it. So that's the first part. The second part is, let's say you have the nodule and you do the PET CT scan, you may save a needless surgery if there's been spread, significant spread, either to the mediastinum or outside to the liver, to your bones. Then that gives you information about not just your prognosis, but that you're not a surgical candidate, that perhaps chemotherapy or some other radiotherapy may be the choice of treatment. And so that's where the PET CT scan, and again with the fluorodeoxyglucose label, becomes an important part of the whole armamentarium of diagnostic imaging.
And can you talk about the training that's involved in, you know, using this type of equipment since it's new? I don't know, you've had to dispatch your staff elsewhere to understand what's involved.
Absolutely. The training was fairly intensive and comprehensive. It included sending folks to the headquarters for Philips USA, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as bringing one of their trainers out to our site and spend about 2 weeks with our crew here locally to make sure that the information was retained and applied correctly. So the ongoing efforts will continue as we move forward. We will have an additional training session in about a month as a follow-up to the initial one, and there's a whole rigorous schedule that follows that. So the support from the vendor has been tremendous, and because, again, as Dr. Mott and I touched on, the technology is so exciting, but at the same time, it is so avant-garde, we are also learning along the way, and it's important for our staff to be fully trained on its capabilities, so that eventually Dr. Mott and I and his colleagues can take that information and interpret it as correctly as they possibly can.
And is this equipment, let's say, something that might be available to the military community?
Typically, we are able to service the military community via their insurance carrier. So it's certainly something that is available to them. Tripler Hospital, as an example, has a similar piece of equipment from the, as we like to refer to, the analog times, similar to what we used to have. And so if they wanted to try the difference and see what the image quality looks like, and again, some of the patient comfort benefits that Dr. Mott and I touched on, as an example, a typical analog scanner, which is what is available in all the other sites, would take anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes for an average scan versus a scan time of 5 to 10 minutes. So the change in that experience is significant. The reduction in scan time also allows for the patient to remain still, which is an important component of the procedure. And it's much easier, as you can imagine, to be lying flat for 5 to 10 minutes and be still versus 45 minutes.
Right. And then what's been the experience at other places where you have this equipment on the mainland? Are there long wait lists now?
As a matter of fact, about a month or so ago, Dr. Madanai and I went to meet with the vendor during one of the big national conferences, and there is a bit of a backlog of orders for this machine. So we are fortunate that we were able to sort of leapfrog some of these orders and get it installed in Hawaii pretty quickly. But they do expect to have, I believe, it was 25 more installed just in the next 6 months.
That was Inside Imaging President Max Clinney and radiologist Dr. Lynn Marinai talking about the new installation of Hawaii's first fully digital PET CT imaging system.